the mic.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Tedline. Father God, I thank you this morning. I thank you for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy. Thank you for your merited grace this morning. Just thank you. Thank you for everything. Brothers and sisters, I'm a little bit hoarse. Because of the fact, I tell you what happened. I'm going to expose another trick of the devil this morning. Yep. Now this one, whoever sent this one, doesn't know or doesn't believe that I am a experienced spirit war fighter. Whoever sent this one, thinks I'm a novice, because what they tried is something that on a baby Christian or a novice or somebody without a lot of experience in Christ, it would have worked. But you see, God is calling you and I to a lot more spiritual maturity in him. And by him calling us to walk in another level with him, on another level, and these little bitty baby games. So I know that whoever sent that thought, And it doesn't matter. It's probably good that they did, because they got exposed. So I'm going to pray a little bit later, but I'm going to expose another trick and another strategy of the devil this morning. Fight Club is on. It's on.
I've been walking through this life, feeling empty on the inside. Just when I thought my hope had died, you were there to bring me back to life. You wake my love, you renew my strength, you restore my heart. My song, you awake my love.
to play that again. You Awake My Love.
I've been walking through this life, feeling empty on the inside. Just when I thought my hope had died, you were there to bring me back to life. You awake my love. You renew my strength. You restore my heart. You invite me in. You begin my song. You awake my love. A cold and heavy heart. I was desperate for a new start. That's when your love came rushing in. And I am never going back again. You awake my love. You renew my strength. You stole my heart.
spiritualwarfare.com. When I put this website up, I was really thinking about the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I put this website up, but believe it or not, I never published it. So yesterday, I got this notification from GoDaddy, who I use for all my sites. It's just that I learned how to do websites using GoDaddy because I didn't know a thing and I didn't have any money. So I put this website up, but I forgot to publish it. Well, in actuality, I think that the Lord didn't want me to publish it at that time. So I get this notification from GoDaddy that I had 3 or 4 websites that I had put up that I never published. And I thought, let me check this out. Well, that's because it was time to pay for them, I thought. But none of them were paid because with GoDaddy, you pay a year at a time. And so one of them was this website here. Another one was witchcraftdestroyed.com. And another one was witchcraftbondagediscerned.com. So I had to go back, changed the address and phone numbers, and I went on and published them. And so it was really time for me to work on those websites. You know, there's so much information. I think I have about 25, 30 websites up, all of them full of information on women's spiritual warfare. All of them are teachings. So like I say, I think I have about 25 or 30. And that's including some I just took down. But you need to check out those websites if you're really concerned about your education in the things of God. They're packed with info. So, Father God, this morning as I come before you, I'm asking you to drop a spirit of learning in the men and women of the Ted Line this morning. Not just learning for knowledge, but learning to be effective in the kingdom of God. Yesterday, somebody called me up and they said, I've been on this TED line because I told them that there was something manifesting in their house. And so they called me up. I wasn't going to handle it. Excuse me. It wasn't my house. It wasn't my house. And if I've been teaching you and you've been learning, and if you believe it, so they went on and they exercised those demons out their own house. And then they were so happy because they felt a tangible, fresh oil manifestation of God in their own house. That happened yesterday as I was working on these websites. As I was working on these websites, I noticed and I reread the website, and brothers and sisters, the thought occurred to me, you need the manifested presence of God in your house, in your life, in everything you do. So this person prayed through their whole house, ran those demons up out of their own house, and it worked. You see, I don't teach and I don't preach and I don't distribute information that doesn't work, that hasn't been tried and proven in spiritual warfare battles. As a matter of fact, if you go on my website, a lot of stuff you wouldn't even have to ask because the answers are already there. I have been saying I have over 400 podcasts. Jose corrected me. I have over 1,000 podcasts. And each and every podcast that I have up teaches you to do one thing: get free and win over spirit and spiritual warfare. Because somebody do, so I need about 7 people to do this. Write spirit hyphen UAL warfare. Can you do that? Capital S-P-I-R-I-T. hyphen UAL, Space Warfare. Can you put that up? Spirit UAL Warfare. Can you do that? I want to show you something. Now, above that, put spirit warfare. Put spirit warfare. Spiritual warfare. The real hardcore definition is spirit warfare. You got me? Spiritual warfare is nothing in its purest form but warfare against spirits. And that is what you are engaged in. You need to get to the heart of the matter. You are fighting spirits. A fallen angel, write this down, a fallen angel is a spirit. But a demon is a spirit plus. You got that? A fallen angel is a spirit in its purest sense. Satan is a spirit in its purest sense. Demons are spirits plus. I don't see that in the chat room, Jessica. Satan is a spirit. A fallen angel is a spirit. Demons are spirits plus or spirit plus. You got to understand this. You are fighting spirits. And you are engaged in a warfare with demons. Put this in the chat room about 5 or 6 people. A evil human spirit is a spirit plus. An evil human spirit is a spirit plus. An evil human spirit can be an unregenerated spirit, a man. It can be a human spirit recreated. Satan, the Lord rebuke you this morning. An evil human spirit can be a unregenerated human spirit adapted and taking on a manifestation of evil. An evil human spirit is created by the act of the soul, by an act of the soul. An evil human spirit can be created by a human being. But an evil human spirit was not created by God. Now, something happened yesterday that was pretty bad. But it happened because God allowed it to happen. You see, when God created Adam and Eve, he did not create them in the image that you see mankind today. LaJuan, you got that wrong. I said an evil human spirit can be an unregenerated. You need to delete that. Now, I break the power of the demon that tried to unloose that through a simple error. Through a simple error. But a simple error in one word would have brought you in agreement with evil. You see how clever the devil is? Do you see it? LaJuan made one mistake. That's why I try to stay on top of this chat room. LaJuan put up there an evil spirit there. It is. I got to take that off. An evil human spirit can be a regenerate spirit. It could be a human spirit recreated. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. Do not come into agreement with that. It's a mistake, but it's a very tricky mistake. Let me try to get that off. See, somebody will think I taught that, I'm teaching that. It's wrong. Just through the mistake, the slip of one word, thank you. And wherever you have a move of God, you're going to have a move of Satan. Now, Jessica, you right here. I need to tell what happened. I need your permission. I'm going to open your mic. I see you. Do I have your permission?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I want you to be right here and fill it in. Brothers and sisters, you know, I believe the oil, I believe the baptism is a sign of God. But as human beings, when God gives us things, we really don't know how they work until they've been tried and proven and tested. unregenerated spirit of man, Luan. Unregenerated spirit of man. See, when you start talking like this, you have to be very specific. And you have to be able to prove. I can prove everything I'm saying. So, as you know, the two Jessicas went to the oil in Texas. Now, the Bible says, lay hands on no man suddenly. That's what the Bible says. Can you find that scripture? Lay hands on no man suddenly. Can you find that, Jose, or somebody? Because I'm going to be talking, and I'm going to be talking out of my heart this morning. I know that the oil is of God. I do. I know that. And I believe it. Because, see, First Timothy 5:22-24. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. That is what the Bible says. I need at least 10 people to post this. I need at least 10 people to post this. 1 Timothy 5:22-24. 1 Timothy 5:22. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. Well, I don't know if you all know it, but Jessica has a little son. He's 8 years old. He's a member of the Ted line. And he is my purest prophet on here. He's a baby in my eyes, but God uses him because God says, keep thyself pure. And a lot of us don't keep ourselves pure. Now, I'm not talking about fleshly sin, or I'm not talking about anything fleshly this morning. I'm talking about spiritual things which must be spiritually discerned and have to be understood spiritually. So, this little boy has words of knowledge. This little boy was born with a highly gifted gift of discerning of spirits. He got it from God. And this little boy knows God in a very special way that a lot of kids know God and parents don't believe them. Well, anyway, they took him to the oil. I got a picture of him leaning over the oil, just looking at it. I got a picture of him with his vial of oil in his hand. In the meeting, and I don't know when they start doing this, but I'm not God, and I don't know, but I know one thing. I have taught you enough about transference of spirits, and you know about transference of spirits, and if you need me to teach it again, I will. Because I'm sure if I teach it again, I'll get an even clearer, fresher revelation. Well, what they started doing in the oil is they give everybody a vial so you can take the oil home with you. But they started saying, take your oil, open it up, and anoint. Jesus help us. Anoint the person beside you. And they also started walking around saying, pray for somebody in the room. And all kind of spirits went flying in that room. Because everybody in that room ain't saved. At the Georgia Revival, the preacher said Sunday, look at it. He said, as a matter of fact, there's a witch in this room right now. But what he didn't know was it was a whole lot of witches in the room. Because I'm sitting here watching it on the big screen TV. And I'm saying, okay, it is a whole lot of witches in the room. Why is it people are getting up, laying their hands on people and praying for them? I couldn't figure that out. How you going to say in 1 minute there's a lot of witches in the room, and in the next minute you got everybody up laying hands on people? Well, guess who was laying hands? Witches and wizards and sorcerers, undetected by the natural eye, but discernible by your spiritual eye and spiritual gifting of transference of spirits. Now, the gift of discerning of spirits is not just for demons and devils. Because if you have the gift of discerning of spirits, 9 times out of 10, you got a seer gift, a prophetic gift, to be able to see. See what? See angels and God, and see devils and demons. Because when you see, you see. So, Jeremiah, 8 years old, told his mother, I don't want nobody laying hands on me. Correct me, Jessica. You tell it.
Yes, ma'am.
You tell it.
When everybody started to...
Wait a minute. Am I telling the truth about Jeremiah so far?
Yes, ma'am, you are. And he asked me, he said, where do you believe you stand in your age with God? And I was really shocked by that question. He said, do you see yourself as a baby, a teenager, or mature? And it really shocked me, but those are the types of questions that he has asked since he could talk. And he always asks about God. So, yes, you're accurate in what you're saying about him.
So what did he say when the man said, lay hands on people? What did he tell you?
Immediately he said he didn't want that. He looked straight in the eye and he said, I don't want that. And I looked over at Nadia and she nodded her head. She didn't want that either. But when Jeremiah went...
Tell him who Nadia is.
Nadia is my 17-year-old daughter.
Go ahead.
And she's also on the TED line.
She's a TED liner.
Yeah, she's a TED liner. When everybody started to, you know, the anointing of the head, but it didn't end there, they also said to, like, come to the front. So then everybody just from all over the building started gathering. And it looked like what the church had did on Sunday, you know, just everybody coming and gathering, and it was chaotic. But they said that they were just going to start to pray over people. And Jeremiah again said he did not want that. But because I okayed it, he later told me, he said, I knew better and I knew that I should not have allowed that, but I trusted. He said, but I trusted. I let my guard down because of being in a church setting and trusting me as his mom.
You sent me a picture of the man that laid hands on Jeremiah. Why did you take this picture by accident or what?
Yes, I was taking the picture because he was in awe of the oil. And when I had glanced over at him, he was just in awe, just, you know, and I just wanted to capture that moment. And when I went through the pictures later is when I noticed that the man was in the background. So I didn't purposely take a picture of that man, but he had been in a lot of the pictures that we had taken of just each other. And those, you know, we were just in, like, in awe ourselves, but I did mm-hmm. notice that he was in the background of most of the pictures that we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, from the time the man laid hands on Jeremiah, what began to happen, Jessica, to Jeremiah?
Immediately, he started to complain of a migraine. Not just a headache, but migraine, where he was feeling nauseated. And he kept bringing that to my attention. He said, you know, I don't feel well. And I kind of just thought, well, maybe he was car sick, or, you know, I just didn't really, you know, just, I paid attention and I thought, okay.
Yeah, let me interject here. Ted Lyon, what happened? I looked at the man's picture. The man was full of lust and perversion, perverted lust. So Jeremiah, being a kid, when the man laid hands on him, the darkness in the man tried to overpower the spirit of God in the kid. And because the kid had surrendered his will because of his mother, see, Jeremiah knows about these kind of things.
Yeah.
That made Jeremiah come into agreement with the man, with the perverted lust and other demons. And those demons, what I call, hit Jeremiah. They hit him.
Yeah.
Now, they weren't able to overtake him, because he's just that much rooted in God. But he caused an unnecessary battle to begin. You see, your spirit is full grown. You understand me? It is your soul that goes through the maturation process as it is restored to God. But when your spirit is truly yielded to God, a baby, toddler, spirit is as full grown as a 80-year-old. You follow me? So this spirit transferred on the child. It even, because it I don't know, where did he lay hands on the mat? On his head?
Well, he grabbed him by his ears, and that was odd.
Oh my God.
He looked at Jeremiah in the eye, and Jeremiah looked over at me, and of course this is all hindsight, and he grabbed him by the ears and he held his head. And well, you know, I had to take him to the doctor because the migraines didn't stop. He started complaining of his eyes. He was saying, my eyes are hurting, my eyes. And I just thought, wow. And every day, and
let me interject here.
Yes, ma'am.
The man, the demons in the man tried to override and take over the ear gate, the eye gate, and next, it would have been something. Now, a spiritual transference took place. And I haven't really taught on it, but I'm going to. I need to teach, or has anybody heard my teaching on spiritual exchange? Because this came up again Sunday. And it came up again with Jeremiah. And it came up again. A spiritual exchange is where a demonized person will exchange. They will come, invade your soul and your physical body, and try to exchange their badness for your goodness. Now you're probably saying, Erica, that is off the chain. It is. But I can prove it. Remember when Jesus was come to town and there was the woman with the issue of blood? She said to herself, if I can just get to him, I will be healed. And the Bible says that she touched the hem of his garment. And what happened? Virtue went out of Jesus into that woman. And the Bible says, she felt in her body, she was healed. Virtue went out of Jesus when the woman by faith touched the hem of his garment. A spiritual exchange took place. And when you are healed by the power of the Holy Ghost, a spiritual exchange takes place. So the people on the dark side that are highly skilled in operating in spiritual witchcraft know how, and especially those that operate in satanic ritual abuse, know how to enact upon an unsuspecting, ignorant Christian a spiritual exchange. You hear me? I taught about it. But maybe because I teach so much, you forget. Or maybe you take this teaching for granted. I'm teaching you how to win. I'm teaching you how to survive. I'm teaching you not only survive, how to thrive. So what that man did, and the Spirit of God in Jeremiah was fighting it, which caused what? An ear infection. He laid hands over his ears. He laid hands over his head, which now you got to realize he was trying to exert mind control. And he may have even been trying to exert through the spirit a remote, because if a spiritual exchange takes place, that means that the soul and the spirit of the witch is now operating in the body of the person that it is trying to take over, in the body of the person that it is trying to project itself into, integrate itself into, so that they will be operating unbeknownst to the person, through the body of the person that they're trying to, or that they engaged in the spiritual exchange with.
Yes, ma'am. And his eyes became very black. You know, he's a child. He didn't have this before. But when we, you know, got home, the one thing that really upset him was that he said, I can't find my oil. I can't find my oil. You know, he felt he wanted to anoint himself. And when he finally found it, it just like dropped out of his hand and shattered. And he was so upset. He said, I drove all the way and my oil's just all over the floor. And when he looked up at me, he had black bags all in his eyes. And I knew from the teachings, you know, from your teachings immediately, I said, Jeremiah, let's pray now. And he learned from you, Dr. Erica, and he said, God, where did this come from? And God told him, and he told me.
And where did it come from?
He said, that man. He said, that man.
At that meeting. That man was on the side.
And he prayed on Nadia.
Of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
That man's assignment, did you see him go and lay hands on other people too? Or just Jeremiah?
Jeremiah and Nadia. And then that was it. No one else. And Nadia's been sick as well. And she was crying, saying, like, I don't know what this is. But they both got hit at the same time. And that man laid hands on both of them.
He didn't lay hands on you?
No, ma'am.
He didn't lay hands on Jessica Jones?
No. When she saw him, she just said, can you pray for him? And immediately, you know,
okay.
You know, Jeremiah just looked at me and he's like,
Where is Nadia? Did you get them spirits out of her?
Yes. We've been binding and rebuking. I mean, since Jeremiah said it, she said, yes, me too. And she was very upset, you know, just disappointed in me because she kept telling me, I don't want to do it. I don't want that. She's right here.
Nadia.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
How are you feeling now?
I feel better now, but I wasn't feeling good yesterday.
All right. Nadia, call me up. I'm gonna spot check you, okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna do what I call spot check. I'm gonna spot check you. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says, lay hands on no man suddenly. These demons and devils are predators. They're predators. Now, I'm upset because now I know a tactic that he's using, and he's targeting kids and young people under 18. The reason his head hurts and the reason she got sick, when your body is dedicated to God, I told you in one of my teachings that demons have discernment. And certainly fallen angels were in heaven with God. They departed following Lucifer. Now they are out and actively searching out the anointing and the anointed one. Some people just, they're searching you out. I told you. I've been warning people for years and years, trying to get them ready for this day right here. I don't know what the devil's plan was for these young people and children, but I know it was not good.
No, ma'am.
They came home. They even transferred that spirit to the little dog.
Yes.
And the dog engaged in the wickedness. Now, I know you think Hey, I am out there in the Holy Ghost. I am. And I make no apologies for it. You know that. This is, you're right, the Fight Club. And I keep telling you, I'm going to teach you how to win. Go ahead and all the way up to the house almost catching on fire. Go ahead, Jessica.
So, you know, he kept getting worse, Jeremiah, and we were praying. And, you know, he said, well, take me because I need medicine because this isn't getting better. He said, and yes, with the oil. And so we were doing these things, and, you know, and he's very assertive. And so I said, okay, we'll go. And again, before we got off, he's like, let's pray. And I feel embarrassed, this is kind of the relationship that Jeremiah and I have. He's always been this way. So it's not out of the ordinary. So before we get off to the doctor, you know, I'm binding, rebuking the transference and, you know, what I should be doing anyway. And we go in and they say, wow, your vision's, you know, perfect 20/20 and, you know, your hearing, and but you have a really bad infection. It looks like it had been sitting there a very long time. Are you sure this is just, you know, days? And so, you know, we get the medicine and I drop it off at the pharmacy and I come home. And our dogs are very active. They're puppies, and they're very active. And Jeremiah loves to take them for walks, but we always go with him, you know, one of us, because there's so many of us. So he never goes alone. Well, in, you know, just getting busy, my husband was doing something with the yard. He was outside, and I was, you know, looking to prepare dinner. And Jeremiah went outside. And I thought, okay, well, my husband's out there. Well, 45 minutes went by, and my husband comes in and says, where's Jeremiah? I think, you know, it's time to go take, you know, the dog for a walk. And I looked up, and panic struck me, and I said, wait a minute. You were outside. He's like, I was in the backyard. And I said, Jeremiah went almost 45 minutes outside, and I just thought y'all went together to walk the dog. He's gone. So we were calling the dog throughout our house, and you know, she was gone, and we looked, the leash was gone, and I said, Jeremiah's not here. And panic just, you know, wanted to take me over instantly, but I said, wait, okay, he's probably just, you know, around in the back field, because there's a lot of open grass out here and fields. And in the, right behind our house, we were blessed enough to have just, you know, an open field where he and the dog can just run, and he enjoys that. So we started to go back there, and we didn't find him. So my husband just looks at me and he says, I'm going to get in the truck and just start driving, because there's a highway, you know, just about 2 miles up, a highway that comes in and out of the state that you could, you know, it's just real easy. And there's a lot of like 18 wheelers and so forth. So my husband said, I'm just going to go look. You start walking. And, you know, as I'm walking, I'm just praying and I'm like, you know, just, you know, crying out to God. And I can't find him. And there's a lot of ground to cover. And I'm yelling. I'm at this point, I was like, you know, just looking. But I start to just realize, like, there is a lot of ground here. And Jeremiah's been gone so long, and he normally does not do this. So when I got to the area where he should have been, and I couldn't find him, and I looked around, there was, like, nobody. And it was starting to get dark. And I just started to yell, like, Jeremiah. And nothing, you know, no neighbors came out. It was just like maybe one person. And he's like, are you looking for that little boy? So that one neighbor started driving, you know, looking around. And I called the police and they're like, well, when was the last time you saw him? And by that point I said, you know, it's almost an hour. It's, you know, 50 minutes, 45 to 50 minutes. And so they start to, you know, come out here, and all this is happening, and I, you know, do you want me to skip to the part where we found him?
You forgot you called me.
Yes. Within those minutes, when I looked around and he wasn't at the area where he should have been, my heart sank, and I felt like I was going to faint, because the scripture that came to me was Job, you know, what I had feared came upon me. And I said, Lord, let that not be. And instantly I just called you, And I just said, Lord, let Dr. Erica answer this phone. And you did. And I just said, I can't find him. I can't find Jeremiah. You know, and you said,
and you
what are you talking about?
I told you, you were in a state of what? Chaos.
Yes, in a state of chaos. Get yourself together. And I was trembling. I couldn't physically stop my body. My body just started to tremble. And you just said, get it together. Get it together. You know, stop this. And, you know, you spoke to my spirit because I stopped. I was running. I'm on the phone and I'm running through fields and grass and mud. I just, you know, realize you are a mess. So I stopped and I said, Lord, help me. And I was reminded that you had just prayed and activated angels. So you started praying, you know, just calmly. And that, again, just spoke to my spirit. And, you know, I just started to calm down and say, you know, where is your faith? And your words were ringing in my head, you know, stay calm, trust God. And you said, do you trust God? And I said, yes. And you said, walk in that. Now is the time, not, you know, before, not later, right now, walk in that. And again, my spirit registered and I said, yes. And your words, you were just saying, like, you know, calm down. And as I was doing that, I stopped running in chaos. And I stopped and I said, God, I really need you to, where do I go? Where? Because there's so many different ways. Like, it was like I could go to the right, which was then the highway. And when I looked that way, all you see is like passing, you know, 18-wheelers coming in and out. And I looked the other way, it's just open fields. And just everywhere, I just thought, wow, this is crazy because we're new to this area and I didn't know where to start.
Do you remember the instructions I gave you? Go the other way.
Yes, yes, yes. Because that is when I really heard you speaking to my spirit, because that's when I was standing staring and you didn't know that, but you said, go the opposite way. He probably sat down and I thought, I hadn't even thought of that, you know, maybe, you know, and then you said, just go the other way. When I started to do that, peace came. I mean, not, I don't know other than to explain it than peace, because I was calm and I said, yes, like I felt direction other than just running in chaos and all over the place. So when you said those words, I said, yes, okay. So I started to go the opposite direction. And as I did that, my phone rang. And my husband said, I see him. He's at a distance from me, but I see him. Jessica, he's in my, I can see him. And what happened was that the dog started to chase a ball. He said that there was golf balls, like almost like a trail to lead the dog to the golf course. The golf course is large. It's all just a large piece of land, which will lead into like a river, and there's just more like campgrounds, like almost, it looks like a forest right behind the golf course. So he said that he was in the center and you can't drive on there, but he could just see him. He said he looked like a speck. And so when he said those words, I just cried out, you know, thanksgiving to God. And then I called the 911 and I said, you know, my husband has found our son. And when I looked up, they were already coming. There was two police cars with four policemen just coming into the direction where I was. And I started to walk back towards home. And that's when I called you, Dr. Erica, and told you. And so all of that was happening. The police were here. were just like thankful. And Jeremiah was wearing his shirt, Yanni Jesus. And I just looked at that shirt because that's the one thing I was telling the lady. She said, what was he wearing? And I said, he's wearing a shirt of Jesus. It has bold letters, Yanni Jesus. And she's like, okay, Jesus. Spelled, you know, just that kept ringing, that Jeremiah was wearing Jesus on his chest. And when I looked up,
I bawled you out. Jessica, didn't I bawl you out? Once he was found, what did I say to you?
Well,
you don't remember what I said about your face?
Sorry, my phone is not able to hear you.
What did I say to you once he was found about your face?
Yes, that it wasn't where it should be. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And you said your faith is not where it should be. And like I was saying earlier, my spirit man registered that. And I looked up and
your
faith is.
Your phone is going out. It's okay, brothers and sisters. Your faith got to be real. When you. They were set up. Well, they weren't the only ones set up. Aletha, what? I'm trying to see right here. Aletha, is this you?
4074.
Yeah, I got you on this mic.
Okay.
You call me Saturday. Are you able to talk about what happened?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, Dr.
I want
Shepherd.
The
deadline yes.
to know what happened to you Saturday morning when you called me.
I came downstairs Saturday morning, and I do my devotions and all before I leave my bedroom and have my communion. And I always go to my front door and open the inside door to see if the mail had come. So I bent down, and I have a guard door, you know, a storm door that I always keep locked. I bent down to get the mail, and I looked out there on the porch right there as I would step out, had I stepped out, and it was a pair of women's nasty, nasty underwear. It looked like she had her menstrual. It was filthy, and I immediately recognized what it was all about. So I called my Apostle Jean. And I said, I'm going to fix that devil. I'm going to call you back. And my intentions were to open the door, pour some oil on it, and set it on fire. But I said, but the Holy Spirit said, call Erica and tell her your intentions. So I sent her a picture of what was on my porch. She called me immediately. She said, oh, Lisa, that's an old witchcraft trick. So I told her my intention. She said, no, don't burn it in the open. Burn it in something. And I went down the basement, and I had this deep aluminum pan that you cook and take stuff places. And I said, Lord, it was right there waiting for me. And before I opened my door, I anointed my door. And God had instructed us to anoint our houses June the 6th and then Father's Day. And then I opened the door, and she said, don't touch it. Pick it up with a stick. And I had a brand new pencil, and I picked that up. I poured the oil on it like she said. I prayed, and I'm praying in the spirit while the whole time I'm doing this. I put it in the container. I anointed the spot that it was on. And I anointed everything on my porch. And she said, anoint your car. I said, I will, because it's parked right in front of my door. I took this stuff to my gutter right in front of my door. And I'm praying in the spirit, so I light it up. And it's burning. And I say it in my heart, Lord, I'm going to burn this till this gets a black crust. Now, this is what amazed me. This is what really shook me. The underwear are burning. they're burning up. But then on the left-hand side, the same way I picked them up, it's not burning. And I'm looking at it, and I said, why is it? And I'm going to tell you what it looked like. It looked like a piece of meat, not just ordinary meat. Now, I'm going to just tell it like it is. It looked like, on a woman, it looked like the inside, if you would open a woman's vagina, were her lip on the inside lip. That's what it looked like. And I said, Lord. And I poured more fire, more fluid on there, and I burnt it all up till it all became one black crust. So, and the neighbors was looking at me, and I didn't pay them no mind. And one man said, oh, Letha, what are you doing? I said, I'm just burning up some mess. And the fire went out, and I came in the house and got a grocery bag, and I tied it up, and I left it in the gutter. So my neighbor come home, and he said, oh, Letha, I saw you out here this morning working voodoo. I said, no, I was working the Holy Ghost. I said, I was working the Holy Ghost. So my intentions were to throw it on a trash truck that came by, but nobody never came by. So Sunday morning when I got up, I took a white kitchen trash bag with the little red drawstring, and I had a chopstick here in the house. And I went out there, and I opened that bag up, and I picked that bag up with the chopstick and dropped it in that bag, and I tied a knot in the bag, and I tied, and I don't know what people thought I was crazy, I tied it on the door handle of the passenger side of my car, and I drove off. And everybody, you got a bag on your car. You got a bag on your car. I ain't playing no mind. I knew what I was doing. And I got to a trash can, a city trash can away from my house, and I disposed it right there. And I had to tell my children, my mother schooled us on this when we were growing up. And my grandson said, well, why did they do that? I said, God is getting ready to send me a husband. I said, and they don't want me to be enjoyable to my husband. My husband not to like me, and I would be dirty to him. I said,
that's
God, let me see.
Oh, root working crap.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
And the witch lived right across the hall from me, right across from your door.
She came out. Every day God sends, if I'm on that porch, she'll come out and she'll say, what's up, Olisa? And every Saturday morning, as a rule of thumb, she goes to the flea market. When I looked out my door when I saw them dirty drawers, her curtain was wide open. She got those horizontal Venetian blinds. And she came out on that porch and she looked as I was burning. Because 3 weeks ago, she know I cook. 3 weeks ago, Olisa, I bought the best peaches at the dollar store. And she carried on about these peach cobbler. She said, you need to get some. I said, what's the name of them? Kitchen Harvest or something. So she said, when I go in the house, I'll tell you the name of them. So she came back out on the porch. I'm sitting on my porch. She across the street on hers. She had a big can of peaches. Oh, Letha, they are the best. Do you want this can? I said, no, girl, I'll get some. She couldn't tell me the dollar store she went to. Oh, God, I thank you. Dr. Eric, I thank God for you, because you can't tell everybody this, because they look at you like you're crazy.
Yes.
Look at
I want to add in that. I want to add in about the house, because when you broke that chaos, within minutes, my husband smelled smoke in the back of our house, and our house would have burned to the ground if he wouldn't have. But it was within minutes that you, Dr. Erica, had said, you're in chaos and your faith is not where it is. And you broke that. And when you broke it, like 2 minutes, my husband said, our house almost burned to the ground. And there was two wires that it's only like a year old. It doesn't make logical sense. They were connecting, and the whole box would have just ignited within minutes. If you would not have broke that, we would have not had a home after finding Jeremiah, that is the second thing that happened. And I just wanted to say I thank God for you, Dr. Erica, because when you broke that, that assignment was broken off as well.
Brothers and sisters, the battle has escalated. And
amen.
You know what the scriptures say? Judgment has begun in the house of the Lord. The devils used to sit back and do their stuff undercover. Each one of you are about to embark upon the greatest breakthrough of your life.
How
I want you to be aware that you've been marked. But the Bible says where sin abounds, there does grace abound much more. I'm getting ready to do this teaching, and I'm going to do more teaching against witchcraft, how to defeat it, spiritual witchcraft. But you remember this. I was at a meeting here in Georgia, and they said, take your oil and lay hands on people. Every person that came up to me, they got the hand. One lady, I had to duck like a football duck, or when you boxing, you seen the boxer weave and bob. Look, I weaved and bobbed and came up with my hand, and I said out loud, don't touch me. And the whole section of people was looking at me. And I repeated it, don't touch me. Because if she had went against my will, I was going to sucker punch her. I was going to knock her out with my fist.
Yes, Lord.
I don't want people touching me.
I agree, yes.
Do not touch me. And I would have started a riot, and I would have gone to jail because I'm down there in the middle of a place. A little, everybody know what a redneck is?
Yes.
Georgia. Redneck Georgia. And no matter if I was right or wrong, I would have gone to jail. But let me tell you something. If that woman had put her hands on me, I'd have had to sit up in the jailhouse because I was going to knock her out. The Bible says, lay hands on no man suddenly. You better stop it. You better stop it. Those of you that don't think these demons and these witches have spiritual power, you better read the Bible. And you better start at Galatians 5, which says that they're works of the flesh. Satan is on a mission. The oil is a sign. The baptism is a sign.
Hey.
The devils are always on a mission to pervert the things of God. Now listen to me this morning. You are a sign. That baby prophet Jeremiah is a sign. Nadia is a sign. Your children. Oh, look. My iPad fell off where I had it. Hit the keyboard. But I guess I'm still here. You are
amen.
A sign. I'm going to repeat it. You are a sign. I've been telling you. I've been warning you. The battle has escalated. Your miracle, your healing, your deliverance, your salvation is a sign. It's a sign. You better awaken. You better awaken. Your love for God is a sign. It's time for you to awaken. But remember this. Don't let nobody put their hands on you. The Bible said, know no man by the flesh. Know each man by what? By the spirits. Spirits that are in them. and everybody is not in love with you because of your anointing. And if you don't believe that, just know this. Satan hates God. Christ is in you. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you? And you're going to get hit. But I'm teaching you how to overcome that stuff. How to fight, you know, fight the good fight of faith. But the Bible says Jesus triumphed over it. You have to win. You have to be so built up in your prayer life, in your spirit. I can tell you other stories too. Lay hands on no man suddenly. Don't let anybody jump up laying hands on you because you don't know what's in them. If you know what's in them, that's another story. But how you going to know what's in somebody just because you in a church? Well, in case you didn't know it, Satan, devils, demons, witches, evil human spirits inhabit the church.
I've been walking through this life feeling empty on the inside. Just when I thought my hope had died, you were there to bring me back to life. You wake my love, you renew my strength, you restore my heart. You invite me in, you begin my song, you awake my love. And heavy heart, I was desperate for a new start. That's when your love came rushing in, and I am never going back again. You awake my love, you renew my strength, you restore my heart.
Thank you. not a hero. You need to see him move in you. You know he is the strong. See the sound he's learning in you. There's a conqueror within you, waiting to win the battle for you. The world can never take you.
failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
Cause she's intentional. Hey, and it's never failing. All things are working
for my good.
He's intentional.
Try to get some time to do some additional teaching, but it's going to be completely private. See, up till now, I've been pretty open because I wanted the devil to know. I wanted the devil to know that we know that he exists. I wanted him to know a little bit of what we have on our side, but now I'm getting ready to bust him wide open. But it's going to be private. Blessings. See you tomorrow on the TED Line.